This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Added to the list of things that the Great Recession changed about the American economy is this. The size of American homes, that is their square footage, which had been expanding for decades, actually dropped a bit the past 5 years. That, of course, prompted speculation that perhaps we were finally done with the McMansion, that we'd be building smaller and smarter. That, of course, proved to be wrong. Tracy Samuelson reports on some new census data that shows newly built homes are expanding once again.
There's the media room, the playroom, the formal living room, the formal dining room. American houses just keep getting bigger. A typical new single-family home built in the U.S. last year was 2,400 square feet, slightly bigger than the pre-recession highs of 2007. Robert Dietz is an economist with the National Association of Home Builders. He says it's all about who's able to buy these days.
So the typical buyer, the average buyer, is typically older. It's typically a move-up buyer, someone who has more income, more wealth. And someone like that is more likely to buy a larger home.
Mark Goldman teaches real estate finance at San Diego State University.
I would call it the return of the McMansion.
He says builders like to go bigger, too, because they get higher margins.
Adding space by itself without adding more bathrooms or a significantly more expensive kitchen, the cost for that next 100 square feet of space isn't that much more.
The question now, says Stan Humphries with the real estate website Zillow, is whether millennials will continue America's 80-year trend of building bigger. Right now, they prefer surprisingly small rentals, but that could change when they go to buy.
You may love having your 250 square foot place where you store your sweaters and your jeans in the dishwasher. But once you're married and have kids, that arrangement looks entirely different.
That big house in the suburbs starts to look pretty good. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.